Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cook will scramble. A little mini hurdle. Stayed up inside the 10. Cook! Elway style into the end zone. 31 yards. Let the young man cook.
The highlight courtesy of ESPN. Our next guest is preparing for the NFL draft, which is coming up. Also preparing for the first pitch tonight at the Cardinals game as they host the Phillies at Busch Stadium. And we, of course, will have the broadcast here starting at 6:20. The game is at 7:15 on KMOX. It is time to go to the guest line this morning. And we bring in that quarterback, Mizzou quarterback Brady Cook, is with us on KMOX. Brady, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, we're excited to have you on, and we're excited for you. We'll talk about the first pitch coming up here in a minute, but because it's a cool honor to get to do that. And now you're preparing for a professional football career, and with the draft happening, at least it starts on the 24th, so we're a couple of weeks away from that. What do you do to get ready while you're waiting to see what happens with your future?
Yeah, I mean, the last 4 months, you know, there's been a lot of things, a lot of different processes that you go through to get to this point. You know, for me, it kind of started with the Hula Bowl, which is an all-star game, then the Shrine Bowl, another all-star game. Then you go down to the Combine in Indy, and then you compete there. And then you have your pro day back at school. And, you know, now from pro day up until this point, up until the draft, you know, there's a lot of meetings with teams. You're staying in shape. You're starting to get familiar with NFL terminology, NFL playbooks. And at the end of the day, at this point, you know, you've kind of done everything you can do. So all there really is to do is wait and see where you end up and really just get ready to go.
Is the process what you expected? Obviously, you've been under a lot of pressure before, you know, quarterbacking an SEC team. But just this process, moving to that next stage with the NFL, what you expected or overwhelming?
Yeah, you know, here's what I'd say about that is, you know, having Cody Schrader as a mentor and a guide, you know, him being 1 year ahead of me, you know, as my best friend, you know, I've kind of been able to see how he navigated it, how his pre-draft process went, how the actual draft went for him. And he's been a big mentor to me. You know, the last 4 months, he's walked me through every step of the way, how it went for him, what he would have done differently. And that's helped me a ton. And then just the other people around me on my team, you know, my agent, trainer, quarterback coach, they've all helped me. And I feel like it's been a smooth process, but also one where, you know, I've really left all the chips on the table, you know, going down to the combine and doing what I did and having the pro day here. I feel like I've exhausted, you know, every part of this process. So I do feel confident.
Yeah, and so you don't really know where you might go in the draft, and there's always a possibility you become an undrafted free agent and end up signing with the team. That sort of uncertainty, how does that affect you? Are you just sort of looking at it like, hey, whatever happens, happens, or do you have a different philosophy on it?
Yeah, my mindset is kind of, there's a chance I get drafted, there's a chance I don't get drafted. But I do know 100% that I'm going to get an opportunity to put on my cleats and go have an opportunity to play for an NFL team. And at the end of the day, all that matters is that you're on that roster when they announce it at the end of August. So there's a long way until then, but I'm confident if I can get my foot in the door, get on a team and just be able to do what I do. At the end of August, I'm going to have a place to play.
I don't think you did mention him, but if you did and I missed it, I apologize. But Drew Lock, what was it now, 6 years ago, got drafted by the Broncos in the second round, and he played at Mizzou. Yeah. Do you ever have much interaction with him at all?
Yeah, it's interesting. Throughout my career, me and Drew, we didn't talk a lot. We didn't get to spend a ton of time together. Me being so busy at Mizzou, Drew obviously building his career in the NFL away from home quite a bit. And then just this past offseason, I trained in Kansas City. We actually share the same quarterback coach, and we got to link up for quite a few throwing sessions, spend quite a bit of time together. And it was cool, hearing his perspective of the NFL, how his career's gone, his advice for me both at the combine, during our pro day, and then just obviously watching him throw. I think he's one of the purest passers in the NFL. I really do. He can spin that thing, and it was really cool spending time with him.
Well, what sort of advice did he give you on the combine and that sort of thing?
Yeah. A lot of that had to do with, number one, just how the combine went. You're there for a full week. There's days where you're in the hospital for, 12, 14 hours getting your whole body checked out. So I'm walking you through that. And then obviously the interview process, that's a big part of the combine. And, we would ask him questions about how he would answer certain things. And he definitely offered, quite a bit of value for me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, what kind of questions do they ask you in an interview process like that?
Yeah, it can range. There can be some silly ones, but a lot of them are about your background, about your character. You'll get football questions about specifics. They'll ask you questions about specific games and what you saw and why you did what you did and what you remember about preparing that week. They'll ask you questions about your expectations for your first year in the NFL, which a lot of guys find is a tricky one. Do you say you want to go win a Super Bowl, or do you tame it down a little bit and maybe, remain a little bit more humble? So there's just different ways to answer these questions. There's different things you get asked. So hearing somebody like Drew, who's been through it, 6, 7 years ago and obviously got drafted, and has been through it. So it's pretty cool.
Talking with former Mizzou quarterback Brady Cook, joining us here on KMOX. Is that weird to hear that you're a former Mizzou quarterback? Because it's been such a big part of your life for 4 years now.
It was. Yeah, it's weird. I think the first time I heard it was like in February. And I was like, man, that kind of stings a little bit. It's a big part. But at the end of the day, I think it's good timing. I spent, 4 or 5 years here, made a lot of memories, won a lot of ball games, and I look back and I'm pretty happy on what I was able to do here.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you're still waiting, for the draft. You never know how that goes, how that plays out, but you're always preparing for the next step. What does that preparation look like moving from college football, which of course extremely high level, to the NFL, which is pretty much insane? like the pace of the game. I mean, that as great as college football is, the NFL is pure insanity.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And, you know, hearing from other guys who have gone through the transition, I think, like you said, that one of the biggest things is just the speed of the game. And I think that's a natural transition. You know, everybody's going to go through it. I'm going to go through it this year. And you just have to adjust. I think your processes will naturally adjust. Now you're a true professional. You know, this is your job. This is what you do every single day, all day. And I think you just naturally adjust. And it's going to be a transition. I'm sure there's going to be challenges that come with it. But, you know, that's a part of the game. And, you know, I'm looking forward to giving it a shot.
Okay, so what are you or were you more nervous about, getting engaged or the first pitch tonight?
Oh, man, getting engaged. Getting engaged. You know, here's what I'll say. I wasn't nervous until, you know, we got to our spot that I had picked out, and it was time, and, man, it was hard to get words out. You know, we were in Central Park, and, you know, I kind of just went silent. You know, and, you know, eventually I was like, hey, I got to say something. So I got down on a knee. I said, hey, I got one more surprise for you, and asked her. And luckily she said yes. But tonight, yeah, throwing the first pitch out. Shoot, you know, I think my chest will definitely be pumping a little bit when I get out on that mound. We'll see, though. I feel pretty good about it.
Well, sound like you don't know how to throw.
Right, right.
But it's
I know how to throw. It's just different ball. I don't know.
Okay, so what they tell most people, like the average person, is to aim high because you'll probably spike it because you're on the mound. But I think if you aim high, it'll be in the stands. So I'm not sure what to tell you to do.
I know. Well, I got a couple practice reps in 2 days ago.
All right.
And low left is a common miss, it seems like. So I do think I'm going to aim high right. I'm going to go four-seam fastball. I'm hoping it crosses the plate just perfect. So we'll see.
What did you play a lot of baseball growing up?
I played up until eighth grade. I was a pitcher, shortstop. So I'm familiar. I can get up there and, you know, do the wind up and we'll see what happens.
Was it travel ball or was it CYC?
Yeah, travel ball.
Okay.
Played some high level middle school baseball.
Nice.
You know, traveled around a little bit. You know, played pitcher, shortstop, hit first or fourth, and, you know, we were rolling around there.
See, I think that should be higher up on your resume, is high level middle school baseball. That's a winner.
Yeah,
I like that.
I agree.
You know, how long ago was it? Oh, it was whenever the both the Tkachuks and Jason Tatum were in their respective finals. What is it with Chaminade producing all of these athletes, professional athletes?
Chaminade College Prep, man, Estevire. It's an awesome, awesome place. I give them a lot of credit for teaching me so much academically and athletically.
Well, all right. Well,
they're doing something right over there. Something in the water.
They are.
No kidding, man. Well, Brady Cook, congratulations on a terrific career at Mizzou. I know you got a lot of fans listening to you and looking forward to what happens in a couple of weeks in the draft. We are looking forward to it, too. Hopefully a team does pick you up, you know, second day, third day, whatever it is. Hopefully you do. Because we know you're going to end up somewhere. It's just a matter of when it happens. So best of luck to you, Brady, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.
That is Brady Cook, former Mizzou quarterback, who will be throwing out the first pitch tonight as the Cardinals will take on the Phillies at Busch Stadium. And also waiting for the draft. That's the first day is the 24th. That'll just be the first round, and then that'll happen through the weekend.
There's a lot going on.
I know.
You get engaged. You're waiting for the draft. You're going to throw the first pitch.